reason you're angry is because you were lied to. The reason you're worried is because you know, deep down, that it's all starting to fall apart. The retirement fund, the dollar, the whole American script you were handed. You kept your head down, you worked, you trusted the system, you played by the rules. And now, the rules have changed. Nobody asked you. And the people who broke it, they're still in charge. This is not your fault. But what you do next is entirely on you. And let's just say the boomer generation is not the enemy. But y'all did break a lot of stuff. And not maliciously, not even selfishly, in most cases, but from a place of trust. Trust in the system. Trust in experts. Trust in authority. You believed America was fundamentally good and that the institutions were, if not perfect, at least ours. You were told work hard, go to college, buy a house, save in a 401k, trust the dollar, trust the Fed, trust the government, trust the banks, trust the media, and especially trust that progress always moves forward. You believed it. You bet everything on it. And for a while, it looked like it was working. You got on to watch America win the Cold War, land on the moon, allegedly, build highways, and launch Apple stock to the moon. You got your pensions, your homes appreciated, and the middle class expanded. But underneath all of that, the termites were eating through the beams. And you didn't see it, or you didn't want to. But here's the hard truth. The American dream you believed is gone. Not fading, gone. Now, if you're a boomer and you're still listening, good. That tells me something. You're not just angry. You're willing to listen. You're not just scared. You're still curious. You're not just bitter. You're still hungry for truth. That's rare. That's brave. And that's exactly who this episode is for. Let's talk about your retirement, or what's left of it. If you're in your 60s or 70s, you probably have money in a 401k, an IRA, maybe some stocks, maybe a pension if you're lucky. But here's what they didn't tell you when you signed up for all of that. The system depends on inflation. It steals from you slowly every single year. You were told a 7% return was good. But the real inflation, not the fake CPI, they spoon-feed the media, eats up almost all of that. You're working just to stay in place. You're earning fake gains on fake dollars. The government prints money every time it gets in trouble, and you pay the price. The truth? You're holding a melting ice cube, and no one around you wants to admit it because the people who manage your retirement make money whether you win or lose. Wall Street gets paid. The fund managers get paid. The government gets to tax the gains, even if those gains were just inflation. It's theft, legalized. It's slow motion theft. Now here's where I'm probably going to lose some of you, unless you've got ears to hear. Bitcoin fixes this. No, it's not a stock. No, it's not a tech company. It's not even an investment in the traditional sense. It is a replacement for the entire rigged system. Thank you, whoever just zapped me 1,000 sats. Because I want to clear this up. Bitcoin isn't about getting rich quick. It's about opting out of a system designed to make everyone else rich while you get poor slowly, silently, and with a smile plastered on your face because you think that's just how it works. Bitcoin doesn't inflate. There are 21 million of them. That's it. No more. That makes it the hardest money in human history. The US dollar has lost 99% of its purchasing power since you were born. Let me say that again, 99%. Bitcoin has gained tens of thousands of percent since it began. Why? Because it is outside of the system. It is digital property you can own outright, store securely, and pass down to your grandchildren. No bank, no brokerage, no permission needed. Boomers spent their entire lives learning how to save. Bitcoin is savings for a new age. It's not magic internet money, it's digital gold, but better. You can hold it, send it, store it, travel with it, and no one can confiscate it or inflate it away. And to zoom out, you've watched the country collapse morally, politically, economically, and it feels chaotic, like nobody's in charge, like the world's been flipped upside down. And guess what? That is what happens when you build a society on fake money. Fiat money creates fiat morality. It creates fiat politics. It creates fiat people. People who don't believe in consequences because the money printer bails out every mistake. You saw the sexual revolution, the rise of big tech censorship, the fall of prayer in schools, the explosion of government overreach. All of it enabled by the same thing. Unlimited money with no accountability. Bitcoin is that accountability, programmed into the code. You want to fix the country? You have to fix the money first. Now let's take on the objections I'm probably going to hear most often from boomers and the ones I've already heard. I don't understand it. That's number one. That's okay. You didn't understand the internet when it started either. But you use it. Emails, GPS, online banking. You don't have to understand the TCP or the IPs or, you know, anything else of that nature to understand Bitcoin is not going away. Isn't it too volatile? So is cash. So is the US banking system, which has laundered more money for cartel than Bitcoin ever has. The difference? Bitcoin's ledger is public and permanent. It's the worst tool for crime and the best tool for transparency. How about this one? I'm too old for this. Nonsense. You're not too old for truth. You're not too old to protect your family. You're not too old to repent from trusting the wrong system and start stewarding your wealth wisely. I'm not asking you to go all in. I'm asking you to learn enough to stop outsourcing your future to the people who already failed you. Start small, buy a little. Learn to self-custody. Move it to a wallet you control. Talk to your kids, ask questions, watch videos. Read so many of the good Bitcoin books out there. But do not wait for permission. Bitcoin doesn't require permission. It just requires courage. Courage to break rank from your boomer friends who are still watching CNBC. Courage to say, I was lied to and I'm not going to let that lie define my legacy. The truth is not complicated. You were given paper promises, but that paper is burning. And for the first time in your life, you don't need Wall Street. You don't need the Fed. You don't need a politician's signature to secure your wealth. You need a set of numbers, a few words, a wallet, and the courage to say that's enough. Enough theft, enough inflation, enough dependence. This is not the end of your story. It's the beginning of your redemption. I'm Contra. You're listening to Commute and Compute. Stay dangerous, stack sats, and tell the truth, even if it costs you. I'm out.